Hey there. Yep, this is Fishin' Frank, and we're back with another Radio Fishin'. We've got a guest appearance today from Jay. Hey, Jay.
How you doing, Frank?
All right. We're going to be talking all about fishing and shirts and cameras, and we got all kinds of stuff we're going to be doing today. It's February, let's see, without my glass, I had to lean close. It's February 18th, 2014, and we're just going to see where this goes. Now, do you have any time to do charters anymore?
Well, you know, funny thing is that these other companies I started, people ask me, how do you have time? But no, the truth of the matter is I still guide full time. But I've got a great crew and staff that work with me in the other companies.
So you're still on the water guiding, catching fish, still partaking of everything.
Absolutely.
But now you have Red Zone shirts.
Well, I do.
And Red Zone shirts, they're actually very popular. That you make our original Fish and Frank stuff with the hammerhead Robert Drew.
Exactly.
And the prehistoric hook that Robert Drew, you know, yep. Our Fish and Frank exclusive stuff. And nice, very nice shirts, by the way.
Thank you.
People love them a lot. We got to get you to get us a women's shirt, though, you know, something
yep.
that the girls would like.
And we do have a brand new one. I was just talking to Robert about that last week. It's a brand new ladies V-neck short sleeve. Great looking colors. It'll do really well here.
Yeah, we got to get some of those. So tell Definitely. Robert, yes, we do want them. And we got to get him to draw more pictures. So
I know.
You know.
He's working too much, maybe.
You know, I don't know what it is. He draws this beautiful prehistoric hook, and everybody loves it. Then he draws this hammerhead. But I don't know what he's got left. Maybe a mermaid or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe a little, maybe not so edgy.
Maybe a, well, no, if he's going to do it, you got to do it edgy. But, yeah, right. I mean, maybe he could do a like a redfish or a snook or yep. something. You know, maybe a snook eating a prehistoric hook.
There you go.
Or a hammerhead eating a prehistoric hook. Who knows? But anyway, you're out there guiding, and then you got the Red Zone t-shirt business going,
yep.
and now you just... We're trying out some cameras. We're going to let everybody know how the camera works. You want to tell people about this camera thing?
Yeah, you know, I started a company, distribution company, back in September, and we are the U.S. distributor for a product called the Wasp Cam. And those of you familiar with other action sport cameras in the market are very familiar with the
GoPro.
Well,
you've got GoPro, and you've Absolutely. Got another company's got one out and all that. Now, I picked yours because I like the cool watch thing.
Yeah, you know, the Wasp
like
part
that.
Of it for the Wasp has been a game changer for them. With the one that you're talking about, it actually has a wristwatch that is basically a live viewing display of what is your recording.
Now, these will also go to the phone, just like the other ones.
No problem at all.
So you can do it on the phone, but you don't have to have the phone and mess with it. You can actually just look at your watch and see what it's doing. Start
yeah.
it, stop it. So I'm real curious as to how this is going to go, and I will be letting you guys know, because we just bought one. I just gave him the check, and we're going to give it a try. Robert's going to use it. I'm going to use it. We're going to do above water, underwater. You're going to see a lot of how-to videos coming up on our website, all because of these cameras, and hopefully it's all going to work right. We just got to get our kinks worked out.
Sure.
But anyway, so soon we get the camera thing worked out, and we're going to be selling them here, and so I'm looking forward to that, because a lot of people are using these cameras, but I really like this wristwatch thing. I'm hoping that my old eyes are going to be able to see it, you know?
Yeah, you will. You know, the screen really on the wristwatch is more or less a way to be able to see what it is that's filming. There's a lot of question of, you know, the cameras in the past have never been able to actually view what it is you're seeing while it's in record mode. So by the time you get your beautiful day of fishing, you've got this epic catch, and you get home, you put it on the computer and realize that it's not such an epic catch.
You couldn't see it at all. You know,
yeah.
you got the backside of somebody's head, you've got an elbow,
exactly.
you know, and you're this monster fish you waited your whole life for isn't even in the frame.
That's exactly right, and that's one of the things that, Wasp has done a really good job of kind of targeting those people that really need it.
And that's exactly why we bought it, was because I'm not real good with connecting stuff to my phone. I mean, I should be better, but I'm just, I mean, everybody knows I'm stuck in the 70s, I'm not politically correct, I don't do things right, I do everything my own way, but... It's just, I have a hard time with the whole, you know, okay, Bluetooth this and that. I didn't even know what a Bluetooth was until recently. So, anyway, but let's talk a little bit about fishing. It's been
yeah.
spectacular out there.
Oh.
I mean, unbelievable. The weather, the fishing, I mean, we're in perfect time here in Florida.
Yeah, this is a beautiful part of the pre-spring for us. I mean, how can you complain with upper, you know, low 80s, low humidity, well, you know, light winds right now? I mean, it seems like the wind was blowing a little bit for too long.
Yeah.
But, no, the fishing's getting good. Well, I've been doing a lot of beach fishing and inside the harbor fishing.
What's going on in beach fishing? Well, you're taking people on charters going along the beach.
Absolutely.
What's been going on?
Fishing a lot of nearshore reefs, you know, between maybe 2 to 5 miles. Also fishing a lot of pompano right in the passes. And really, you know, a lot of it has to do with just stretching some strings. You know, there's something to say about having low tides in the wintertime, and I've got a big boat. I don't always run those big boats back into the where there's no water.
Yeah, but there's so many fish right near. You got all the grunts, the snappers. You got Spanish mackerel. You've got some kings showing up. We've got amberjacks, amico jacks. There's gag grouper. There's jewfish. The red grouper have just moved into the nearshore reefs.
Yep.
30, 40 feet of water. You can catch red grouper right now.
Well,
it's on like Donkey Kong.
All those reasons are why I'm taking trips nearshore beach fishing, because you can do all that line of sight of the shoreline.
And we're not even mentioning pompano and permit.
Yeah,
I mean it's all there right now. I mean
you're absolutely right.
It's a great time to go out and fish those beaches right there. The water's beautiful. It's perfect temperature. You're not getting cooked. You're not getting frozen. And back on the inside of the harbor, it's been amazing. I mean we're just seeing fish all over.
Yeah.
So. Why don't you, because you're kind of doing the beach thing right now, what would you tell somebody who wanted to go out and fish today? You know, you got your average guy in a boat, he just wants to go out and catch something. And what would you do out there? How, you know, what kind of bait would you use, or would you pull a lure, or what would you do?
Okay, so I've actually had success in a couple different things here recently, which I think just about anybody can do. First of all, the nearshore reefs, a lot of them are marked by the state, so you can use those marks, take your GPS, go right to the spot. I always bring a ton of shrimp with me, typically live shrimp.
It's the best snapper grunt bait
there is. It is, and if you're looking to stretch a rod or even get some snapper for dinner, easy way to do that. Now, I'm also a big fan of even trolling big plugs.
Are you doing like the same type rod and reel you would do for snook and redfish, or are you jumping up a little
well,
bit?
Well, I still do the snook and redfish combo reels, maybe a 3,000 or 4,000 reel with a medium heavy rod.
So like an 8 to 17, 10
absolutely.
To 20.
Absolutely. I still like the fight. My clients still like the fight of the fish. So it's not like we have to use meat rods to just winch them to the bow. We want to have some fun with it. So we still keep it a little light tackle action, 15-pound braid. If
so
I go a little deeper,
what are you doing,
I'll
an ounce and a half of lead just to hold spot?
Actually, not even. I found the lighter the jig head I can use, the better bite I get. Now, I'm using 10, 12-foot leaders, 20-pound test leader. That's fluorocarbon leader. But my bite, I found that if I can get in a situation where I can get the shrimp down, even if it's behind me, I'm staging off far enough away that I'm not right over top of the reef.
So basically, you're anchoring back and then casting to the structure.
Absolutely.
And letting it drop.
Absolutely.
Which you have to use a spinning rod for. Nothing else in the world will do that. You leave the bail open until you see the line stop.
That's it.
And then start working it back a little bit. So you're only throwing quarter, half ounce jig heads.
Yeah, a lot of times I'll rig up always quarter to start with. If the current's a little too much, then I may bump it up to a half. But I like the quarter ounce with the shrimp actually rigged
so
right on.
So you're using T's tackle, that circle hook jig head with a little. Are you
absolutely.
Using the squid and shrimp on there?
Yeah, I'm primarily a shrimp guy. I'll load up a ton of shrimp before we leave, and been working.
You've been getting jig heads from Larry with those circle hooks on them.
Absolutely.
It's just, they work really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I was surprised. I thought circle hook and a jig head, it's going to suck, but it actually does work, and it keeps you legal. Keep in mind, if you're going to keep grunts and snappers and all these fish, you can catch them, release them all day on a J hook, but you have to, if you're going to keep them, you got to use circle hook.
Yeah, and
which
those
only
Florida
is that stupid. Only Florida says this is a great catch release hook, but only use it if you're going to kill the fish.
Right.
What brain dead idiot comes up with
this
stuff?
Somebody behind a desk,
God.
Apparently.
Yeah, get over it. Let me use my J hooks. I'm good. I don't need to use this crap.
Yeah.
Anyway, I shouldn't vent, but I always do. I can't help
it. That's okay. It wouldn't be frank otherwise.
Yeah. So, but it's a lot of fun out there. And the nice thing about using those little jigs is if you've got the jig on, you can literally cast for the mackerel and stuff when
oh, yeah.
you see them.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Have you been lucking in any cobia? Because let's face it, out there, it's a lot of luck. It's better to be lucky than good when it comes to cobia. Have you been getting lucky out there?
Yeah, actually, last week I was out, and I'm a guilty guy for this too. But we were snapper fishing, catching a ton of snapper and some grunts, and lo and behold, cobia shows up. I look behind me; we have no rods rigged up for that.
Epic
fail, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But, we're starting to see more and more of those. The weather and the water temp's getting right. And I think, you always go out there planning on having that rod ready to go for it. But when you get out there and you're into that snapper bite, you forget all about it. And then it shows up. And
all of a sudden, there you go. Yeah, I've had a real hard time with that because I've done the same thing. I'm out there running a charter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so involved with what I'm doing. I forget I have to designate a rod. It always ends up going to somebody because I want to get back in action quick.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I always mess myself up with that. But, you and I are in the same boat with that. But, yeah, the cobia, we've had some nice king mackerel reports lately.
Yep.
So I think it's going to do nothing but get better here for the next, probably 2-3 months.
Yeah, that's really my favorite time of the year to fish. I mean, it's pretty much any species goes. And we were talking just a little bit about the grouper fishing. Certainly red grouper is, coming in closer, which makes it nice. You don't have to burn a ton of gas to get there. But we're catching some really nice gags. Shame you have to sometimes, throw them all back this time of year. But my wife just caught a 19-pound gag on a trolling plug.
Oh, my God. Now, what are you trolling, the Stretch 25s, the Rapala 30s?
Yeah, I'm kind of mixing it up. I've used a lot of the Manstretch 30s work good for me. But I'm actually way back on the lines because I'm in about 45 foot of water is my perfect zone for those. Hard bottom, structure bottom. And where she caught that one, it was 19 pounds. I could believe it.
Yeah, you need a lot of line because you're going to let it out. Once you see it start bumping the bottom, then you give it a couple of cranks back up.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I've been using the PowerPro makes a line called Depth Hunter. It's multicolored.
Yeah, I've got it.
And I figured you would. That line, when I'm trolling, I just let it out X amount of colors. And then I set the other rod out X amount of colors, but different.
Yeah.
So I always know that they're going to be different zones, so it's kind of nice.
I wish I could. I like it, and I like that Depth Hunter. I lose count.
Well, it's easy to do.
I'm such an idiot. I had to buy Depth Counter reels. I got the reels with the how much line is out on them because I tried it, and I keep losing count. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, put a shrimp on that. 4, 5.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And it's easy to do for sure. But I found just in the trolling,
it's okay to be smarter than me. Most people are.
We fish for a living. Sometimes we don't always get the credit, but it's all fun and games. But it has helped. But anytime you can troll, I troll about 4.5 knots, and actually I'm getting the baits down. Sometimes not maybe in that 46 foot of water, but I'm in that 30 foot of water, and I can see it bounce in the bottom.
I'm going to tell you one thing you should try, and I'll give you one to try. It's that big new rattle trap we've got.
Okay.
The thing I like about the rattle trap, it doesn't really have a depth that's going to run. You let line out, it will just keep going.
Right.
And it's noisy, but it's not as big as, remember those old ones, they were tremblers and all that? I never did real well with them. And if I took them to the Keys and I was deep doing, the tremblers did great. But out here, I have found I'm just using a little bigger rattle trap and just rocking them with it. And I don't know what it is that, because the tremblers never work, but the rattle trap really does. And we've got some really nice offshore sizes. I'll give you one to try out. Let me know how you like it.
Yeah.
It takes a little while to get used to it because it's not like a lure with a lip. It's a little more difficult, but once you figure it out, it's really deadly.
No, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, there's nothing else makes noise like a rattle trap.
No doubt about that. No doubt.
One of the reasons I like them, they're made in Louisiana, American-made product, and Wes, I really like the guys from the factory, great guys, and it's always nice to have an American-made product that really does well.
No doubt.
So I'll give you one of those and let you try it. So if you're going to do something, we're talking a 10 to 20-pound class spinning rod, 40 series reel or 4,000, whatever you want to call it, some 15, 20-pound braided line. Mm-hmm. Put about 4 or 5 feet anyway of 20 or 25-pound fluorocarbon on to a quarter-ounce jig head. what any specific color? Because at 30, 40 feet, you still got some colors there.
Yeah, I've been using a lot of chartreuse. It's been working for me. Now, truth of the matter is, in the last couple of trips, I've been able to get the snapper up off the bottom a little bit. And I start with the jig heads initially, but if I can start seeing them, then I'll actually go to just straight circle hook and just free line it out with the current.
Oh, that's more fun
than
anything.
Oh, yeah, much more fun.
That is more fun than anything. That sounds like an amazing trip, by the way.
Oh, it's a great time, especially when you can see them. Your clients are looking down at the fish. They're like, really? You're going to watch it eat it? Yeah, you are.
That is the coolest thing. We used to do it at night trips. I'd put big lights in the water, and we would light it all up, and then just chum.
Oh, yeah.
And literally, you're going, okay, I want to catch that grouper, and you just drop a freeline bait in front of them. And that's an amazing trip, because to be able to do that during the day takes talent.
I'll tell you, though, it's what I found, too, is the more and more I do this, and I've actually kind of, in my guide business, I've gone for almost 90% inshore to maybe backing that off to maybe 60% inshore, and a lot of that's turned into that nearshore, you know, line of sight of the shore of the beach. But the reason I say it is because a lot of time I'm running my trips during the day, and those snapper can get pretty smart, and you know this.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll start, inevitably, I've always got 4 or 5 foot of leader on there because that's what I've used in the inshore or whatever, and I'll catch a few initially. But it seems like they catch on to me, and I'll have to go with that longer leader. That's why I mentioned earlier, sometimes I'll have 10, 12 foot of 20-pound fluorocarbon just to catch them.
Yeah. Now, you got to get good with your knots. There's a modification of a spider hitch that I've been using to tie line and leader together that actually makes a very thin joint, and it's simple to do. It's basically the same as a spider hitch, except you're just using, you know, opposing lines. But
yeah,
it's actually pretty cool. But it's small enough to get through the guides.
They're right on.
And that's why I'm telling people to start off with, you know, 3-4 feet, because you can actually grab it and you don't have to be that proficient with the knots.
Sure.
But like you said, if it doesn't work, then you got to get longer and longer. But then you got to become better with your knots.
True about that.
The knot has to come up through the guide. And if the knot doesn't come through the guide, the fish is still 20 feet away.
Yeah, and in my case, I mean, sometimes a 10, 12 footer, that has to come not only through the guides, but into the bail of the reel.
Yeah.
So it has to be pretty dialed in to get through there without any issues.
Yeah, and that takes some practice. That's a lot of practice. It's an art form to actually make all that happen. And let's see. Anything else you want to talk about today?
Well, you know, you guys have been a great supporter of Red Zone with, you know, even your custom stuff. And now, of course, with the Wasp, you know, you guys have been great to myself, my wife, my whole family. I know Mike Manis is a partner of mine with all those companies. But, you know, what would Port Charlotte Harbor be without Fish and Franks? So, very much appreciated.
Maybe, some people might say there could be a better way to go.
Let me tell you, and you know this, but we've never really talked about it. When I'm a transplant from Ohio. You know, when I first moved down here, and actually,
I remember teaching you how to throw a cast
net. Oh yeah,
net.
That's
yes.
exactly right. And yep. I remember coming down when nobody knew who I was. I literally came down here to see if this is the place I wanted to live and fish out of. And I hung out at Fish and Frank's and heard all the stories. Never once fished, but I learned enough right from here to at least say, hey, you know what? I think I can make a living here, and this is a spot that's like the hub of Charlotte County. It's a great place.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it ain't much, but it is home. And,
it is.
I got this August 30 years. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Boy, am I an old fart. Good God, yeah.
30 years.
If Hurricane Charlie hadn't knocked the dinosaur doo-doo off the front door, I'd probably have to be chipping it, you know?
Wow, 30 years.
Yeah, this August. Well, no, it's 29 and a half. I'm not jumping the gun.
Yeah, well.
You know, I don't need any more years.
Well, there's a lot to say about that, because in the fishing business and the tackle business particularly, you know, I've had the fortunes of traveling around and visiting lots and lots of shops when I was traveling with the Shimano tour.
Right.
And I got to see the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well, you found the ugly here.
Well,
there's you know, good and bad out there.
Well,
at least you know where the ugly is. Well, he's sitting on the other microphone.
Well, the funny thing is regardless of how it looks, as long as it's working,
yes,
and the people love to come in and look. I mean, I don't know how many people come in here, and I've talked to Robert. So many regulars you have, it's ridiculous. There's a reason why they're coming back.
Yeah, we're.
Maybe they like the abuse.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we are busy. We're unbelievably busy right now. But anyway, folks, right now, just to give you a little idea, there's some nice redfish on the west side. On the east side, the redfish are a little closer up to the shoreline, kind of mixed in with the back islands, not so much out by the front. Out front, you're going to find a lot of trout right now. Got Spanish mackerel outside the bar, 5-6 feet of water, mixed with some trout, ladyfish. On the artificial reef at Alligator Creek, ton of Spanish mackerel. Got gag grouper, jewfish there on the reefs. Nice sheephead being caught, not big numbers, but you will get a great dinner out of it because they're bigger sheephead. They're not a bunch of little ones. There's just a few bigger ones. But we're hearing lots of stories of sharks out of Placida right now. Tons of Spanish mackerel around the Placida Trestle, and there's sandbar sharks, there's bonnets, there's black tips. Got a ton of different sharks moving in, all chasing those Spanish mackerel. So if you're going to go fishing right now, be prepared for anything. And I mean anything, because we got, I'm hearing stories of 180-pound tarpon here. Not big numbers, just a couple of stragglers here and there. But everything from some half-pound ladyfish to 180-pound tarpon,
right. Cobia,
I mean, be prepared for it all, because it's all happening right now. Could you think of I watch the Weather Channel in the morning, every morning, because I got to know what's going on. This is the best place in the United States to be right
now.
No
doubt about it.
There's no other place.
No doubt about it. And, you know, you get a lot of people that are making their trips down here, and right now is a perfect time to be here.
Okay. Well, what's your website?
My personal website is CaptainJ.com.
Okay.
I've got RedZoneApparel.com, and, of course...
we're going to do links to those. So,
okay.
What we're going to do is, do you have links from one site to your other sites?
We actually do not link them together. We don't want them to be confused.
Okay. I was hoping I could just put one link up. But yeah. We're going to put up a few links for Jay. He's going to be a problem child.
Of course.
But we're going to put all the links up and get you to all his different stuff. And we're going to be doing that. I guess we're going to get this wrapped up. Tell them how you get a phone number and the name of the charter business.
Yeah,
and all
absolutely.
That?
The charter business, Silver Lining Charters, is the name of the company, and my mobile number, 941-204-5229.
Okay, say that again, slower.
Okay, 941-204-5229. Best way to get a hold of me.
Okay, and we're going to have all that. We're going to link up to his website, so just click on the picture right next to there, and we'll get you to his charters, and we're going to try and figure out links to all the other businesses he has.
That's right.
So, anyway, this is Fish and Frank and Captain Jay, and thank you much, Jay,
thank
for
you.
Coming on the show.
Appreciate it, Frank.
We'll be back as soon as we can with another Radio Fishing, and it could be 5 minutes from now, it could be tomorrow. We're going to see, but I got concrete coming in the morning, I got a slab to pour at the house, so I'm all excited about that, getting ready to put my lift in. It is a great time in South Florida. If you're up there, my kid up in Wisconsin, you sucker, you could be working here. But he's in the military, so we got to, you know, he can't be all that good, you know.
Well, you know, hey.
Well, Frank, you have a good one. And the rest of you guys, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.